And a good holiday Saturday evening to you all here on Siouxland Public Media. It's the B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg. And we've had our fill of turkey, and we'll probably have our fill of turkey for the next several weeks.
Quite some time.
Yeah, well, you know, turkey's good for you.
You're kind of tired, though.
Yeah, it calms you down. It calms you down a little bit.
A little bit of melatonin.
We have a holiday extravaganza in music for you today. We're going down to Texas for a holiday size.
Everything's big in Texas.
Well, you know, it's a holiday size slice of the American music pie. And we're going to hear from bands like Delbert McClinton and Johnny Winter, ZZ Top. You know the names, but we wanted to get them all together with you here on one show.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, we will. Now we're going to start off the show with a little bit of music from what I would call the house band of Texas. You know, like Texas has a state bird. It's the mockingbird, I think, and a state flower, the yellow rose. If they had a house band, these guys would be it. It's Ray Benson, Asleep at the Wheel, right here on Siouxland Public Media.
There is nothing that is wrong in wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? Don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest you in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me? And don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest you in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
Sleep at the Wheel here on Siouxland Public Media. The B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg. That, of course, is a Ray Benson's band.
They sound like an Austin band.
Yeah.
Well, there's a variety of music down there, but...
And I knew Ray when I was living and working in Austin.
Okay.
You know, I was kind of a radio celebrity, and he was a celebrity, too. And we got into this discussion and argument over a baseball team.
Uh-oh.
they wanted to have a bond issue vote on putting a baseball team in Austin. The baseball team would be called the Austin Music. And he was all in favor of it, and I was not really not that interested. I
thought it was a waste of money. It doesn't quite sound like something would actually ever happen.
No, it didn't happen. They ended up getting a ball club in the suburbs in Round Rock. Now, you lived down in Texas for a while.
Yeah, right? I lived in Oak Cliff. I played with a guy named Rocky Athus. He's a Texas Tornado, one of those kind of guys. And he went to school with Stevie Ray.
Stevie Ray's from that area.
Yeah. Same age and everything.
Yeah. Well, like Stevie Ray came down and he used Austin as his base of operations.
Yeah, he got out of Oak Cliff, that's for sure.
But when he was up there in Dallas, he was playing guitar with this other fellow that we're going to hear from, Mark Benno.
Right.
Now, he and Stevie Ray were both considered top-notch in those days, but Benno never made it. Don't know why. Let's hear Shape I'm In, Mark Benno on the B-sides with Bolin and Blumberg. That's Mark Benno for you. Snake Charmer is the name of the album. Shape I'm In is the name of the tune. And you could see he sounds a lot. He's got the same kind of a rhythm that Stevie Ray had when he was playing.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did Ray and the boys write Lay Down Sally?
No. That's Clapton. Yeah.
Well, you know, I never know who gets...
They always did cover songs. I just thought that was...
Oh, okay.
A nice song to do. No,
Ray Cocaine, he didn't write that. I mean,
No. Eric Clapton wrote Lay Down Sally. I think he was on...
Now, how about that Mark Benno song?
That he wrote. That's his.
Did you know who else did it?
Well, the band did it. The Shape I'm In.
Yeah, who's Nobody that one guitar player that's from down there? Well, there's about 100,000 of them.
Yeah, down in Austin, yeah. Used to be able to walk down 6th Street there and hear the guitars from each of the clubs, all the bands from each of the clubs, because they left their doors open. So you didn't even have to pay cover.
Right.
Just stand outside and listen. And you could watch Stevie Ray Vaughan right there on 6th Street for nothing.
Yeah.
Those were the days. 6th Street's still there, but...
Oh, it's still there.
The Charm of Austin left quite a bit ago. Now, speaking of Fort Worth, because that's how they say it up there, we're going to go over to the other side of the Metroplex to hear from one of my favorite artists, probably one of yours too. Sure, you've seen him a number of times, Delbert McClinton.
We backed him up here in Sioux City. When they
you
played.
Backed him up?
The band I was in.
Really?
The band I was not the shape I was in.
That's great news. I didn't know that because I remember
the Marina
going. I saw them at Saturday in the park.
Oh, no, we were playing with them at the Marina Inn.
Oh, at the Marina Inn. Well, yeah. Nice job.
Yeah.
Anyway, Delbert McClinton, he's got a couple of new ones out. One just released this year and a couple, and one from a couple of years back we're going to hear from. First, however, here's From Room to Breathe, Same Kind of Crazy.
Did you ever meet somebody that likes all the same things you do? Somebody who can make a break anytime they want to. I met her at a red light, love at first sight. Can this be true? Well, she's good for me, yeah, she told me I was good for her too. Now I don't want to jump into anything. I've been trying to use some self-restraint, but man, it's amazing, she's the same kind of crazy. Moonlight, my, I finally
all down that South Street when the bottle fell out. Somebody screamed, "What you talking about?" I heard a glass break and somebody moan. Saw Raymond running out the front door, screaming into his cell phone, "Don't do it, there must be something I can do. Please don't do it, let me make it up to you. We've been together so long, baby, please hold on, don't do it." He said, "I got to get to it just as fast as I can. If I get my arms around her, I can make her understand." 8 minutes flat and he was through the front door. Wasn't no sign of no kind, she lived there anymore. "Don't do it, must be something I can do. Baby, please don't do it, I can make it up to you. She'd like to go, ask everyone about her, but nobody seemed to know. He saw her coming out of that place called Bongo Java. He was back in a Belmont, 40 miles an hour. "Don't do it, listen to me, baby, please don't do it. I'll make it up to you.
Do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Dilbert McClinton. You know, I've never met him. I would
never
love
met
to
him
meet
either.
Him.
No.
He was supposed to have taught John Lennon how to play the harmonica. Yeah,
I'd
love
that.
Me to. I don't know if that's an urban myth or.
Yeah, I've heard that, though. Yeah.
I have, too. I saw him, gosh, the first time I saw him was on Austin City Limits when I was living in New York.
Oh, okay. It's been around a long time.
He was playing with the Amazing Rhythm Aces, and I both. We'll have to play some of those
guys.
He's kind of,
I think, one of those guys. I think he started those cruises. You know,
oh, did he really?
Blues cruise.
Oh.
And went from, you know, now everybody does it.
Well, that was from Prick of the Litter. That's one of his newer albums. That's Dilbert McClinton.
I like that.
Safe,
that's nice.
Self-Made Men. Don't Do It. He also has a new album that just came out this year that unfortunately we're not going to get to because unfortunately
maybe
I don't
some other
have
show.
It. Yeah, definitely. Oh, we'll have to definitely do another Texas show. There's so much Texas music. It's unbelievable how much different Texas music. I'm not just sitting here bragging because I'm from Iowa now, all right? I'm not bragging on Texas, but they do have a lot of great music from there.
It's a pretty big state.
Yeah, well, down in Houston, there's where this next guy came from.
Okay.
You know, boy, when he hit the scene, everybody was kind of, "Whoa, that guy looks a little weird." All right, he's albino. I get it, all right? But he certainly knows how to play. Here's Johnny Winter.
Johnny Winter.
Live bootleg series, Messing with the Kid.
But they were no friends of mine. Called out for help, so far on thunder, and my horse, he was ready to ride. I give you everything I have, babe.
In that kindness.
Yeah, I give you the good with the bad, babe.
In that kindness.
Don't you know I can give you my love when you're sad, babe?
In that kindness.
You know a man ain't nothing without his gun. Only then did we think we were safe. I heard the sound of two men approaching, but I did not hesitate. Hannah, she was crying, but she wouldn't let go of my leg. Thunder, he was tired, and I'm thinking of a better day. I give you everything I have, babe.
That kindness.
Yeah, I give you the good with the bad, babe. And they never ever made a sound. Hannah, she never forgave me, but I think I know the reason why. When I called out for thunder, my horse he up and died. Give you everything I have, babe.
That kindness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I give you the good with the bad, babe.
That kindness.
Don't you know I give you my love when you say. Nothing without his gun. You know a man ain't nothing without his gun. You know a man ain't nothing without his gun.
Johnny Winter and
Johnny Winter and. That's what that
on
one was.
On Siouxland Public Media. The B-sides with Bolin and Blumberg.
Track? Who
was
that?
The first track was Johnny Winter, Messing with a Kid.
I mean, I wonder who's on that.
You know, I was looking at the...
the known personnel?
At the album here, or CD thing, and it's a three CD set of live bootleg stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and so I'm not sure exactly who's backing him up on drums.
Because he changed his band around.
Yeah, he did.
A bit.
He did. That second one, Johnny Winter, and of course that was with Rick Derringer.
Right.
You ever play with them?
Yeah.
Yeah. With Rick Derringer or with?
Both of them.
Oh, with Johnny Winter?
Yeah, but not together though. We played with Rick Derringer when he had Vinny Appice and Kenny Aronson.
Yeah, that was the Derringer group.
And
they put out like two or three records.
Really good band.
Excellent stuff.
They were a band at one time, and he went and saw them, and he just took the whole band and went on the road with them.
Yeah. Well, that was Johnny Winter and...
You know, Rick Derringer's brother played with Johnny Winter and...
No kidding.
Randy.
Randy
Zerhinger.
Randy Z.
Yeah.
That's right. He's on there. And Randy Hobbs, I think, is
Randy
also...
Joe Hobbs, yep.
Also in the band. There we go. Oh, we're getting it. It takes us a little while, but we catch on. Siouxland Public Media, by the way, it's the B-sides. Now, got a story about these guys. The original drummer, his name is Mike Buck. He played on the first album, but after that he decided not to tour with them because he wanted to raise a family and everything. And so I got to know him because he worked at a record store Antone's Records, which was right across the street from Antone's nightclub. Yeah. So I got to know him, and he ended up putting together a band called the Naughty Ones that I even had an opportunity to play with on harp.
Wow.
But this is Mike Buck going back a few years with Kim Wilson and, of course, Stevie Ray's older brother, Jimmy.
Thunderbirds.
The fabulous Thunderbirds.
You ought to see my baby when she walked down the street. Upsetting everybody she meet. She's 23 in the waist, 38 in the hip. She got long black wavy hair and ruby red lips. She tough. Tough. And that's tough enough. She walked past the clock. Clock won't tell time. She walked through the college. The best she loses mind. But she's tough.
First album, Girls Go Crazy. That's Fabulous Thunderbirds. And here's Jimmy's younger brother. This is the first cut that he ever recorded that ever came out. Love Struck Baby, right here on Siouxland Public Media.
Make a fool to forget. I saw a ton of bricks that hit me in the head. And watch you do the little baby, I ain't over it yet. Every time I see you, make me feel so fine. Heart beating crazy, my blood running wild. Love it, make me feel like a mighty, mighty man. Love me, baby, ain't I your man? I'm a love-struck baby. Yeah, I'm a love-struck baby. You got me love-struck baby. Thank you.
got me love struck, baby, and I know just what to do.
Thank you.
B. Ray Vaughan right here on the B-Sides with Bolan and Blumberg. It's a Texas holiday musical extravaganza. If I could get the words out, it would sound even better. So that was Stevie Ray Vaughan, of course, from the first album, Love Struck Baby, and a live version of Pride and Joy, live from Philly. First time I saw them, they were playing with the Fabulous Thunderbirds at the Austin Opera House.
I played so there.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, welcome to the club. Yeah. I've saw a number of bands there.
Played with Pat Travers.
Pat Travers. Oh, man. Love him. Love him.
Beautiful club.
We'll get to him at some point. Definitely. He's worth listening to. Well, Stevie Ray played for about 2 hours. And then the Fabulous Thunderbirds came on, and they played until about 2 o'clock in the morning. They just played for about 4 hours. They played everything. And there was a time, yes, I know, it's hard to believe that I could stay up to 2 o'clock in the morning, but definitely
that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone.
There you go. We've done that before, too. Next group, next artist, I have had, poor man passed away several years back from a heart attack. Had a very close relationship with him when I was living in Austin. When I even had him on as a guest on my program, he came on, we were supposed to do an hour. He did 3 hours. He was on for the entire program with me. He just talks and talks and has so many great stories to tell from his time growing up in San Antonio to the time he went out to the West Coast. Sir Douglas Quintet. Remember them? Well,
she's about a mover.
Yeah, she sure is. Well, here's Doug Somm, the last Texas blues band. Louis Armstrong number that was my theme song for my radio talk show back in Austin. Here's Bad Boy.
I'm just a bad boy. All dressed up in fancy clothes. I'm taking the trouble. Blow my bubbles away.
to do. Lord, I just don't do no more. Lord, the things that I used to do. Lord, I just don't do no more. Hold your hand, baby. Beg you, baby, please don't go. I used to give you all of my money, baby. All my loving and all my time. Give me all my loving and all my time. But I do all the time, baby. You was here at your other man. Well, I'm gonna send you back to your mother, baby. Lord, and I'm going home, back home to my family too. Well, ain't nothing I can do to please you, woman. Honey, I just can't get along with you.
I can't do no more, right here on Siouxland Public Media. That's Doug Somm, Bad Boy, Louis
Armstrong.
He was
a nice guy, wasn't he? Or?
Oh, he was a great guy. He was just terrific. And, you know, like I said, you couldn't shut him up.
Yeah.
He talked. He
has a lot of stories.
Like you mentioned before the Texas Tornado.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a band called the Texas Tornadoes with Flaco y Manes and Freddie Fender.
Right.
And Doug Somm and somebody else that I can remember.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Right there. And that first cut, that was done live at Antone's. Just mentioned that. They did that little recording session at Antone's nightclub.
Both were good tunes.
Yeah. On Guadalupe Street there in Austin, Texas. Now, pretty close to Austin, about halfway between Austin and Houston, these guys sprouted. And I think they're still sprouting from
the
Grange.
There's a band that you haven't played yet. That's
Yeah, I know. We'll just think of A to Z.
Yeah.
And we'll figure that out together. Here's ZZ Top. Jesus just left Chicago. We'll be right back.
to the other, and all points in between. Took a jump way down south in Mississippi. Mississippi River water turned to fine, fine wine. I think I got wise, came to Nashville, Tennessee. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody's sure feeling fine. Yeah. We're out to California. That sweet little baby of mine. But don't you know we're gonna see it just the same? You might not see him in person, but he's gonna see it just the same.